Devin Almonte here. Welcome. This is Insight Out, where we learn to look at our faith from God's eyes and figure out how to live that out in our everyday. Think of a time where friend, family member just told you the truth about something, you know, something that's hard to hear the truth. And this could be in a more simple way, something with clothing, right? And you say, how do I look in this? And it's like, oh, you know, that's not the most flattering, but they actually tell you, or they tell you you have food in your teeth. They're going to tell you the truth, but it's ultimately because they care about you. Sometimes the truth is a little bit harder than that, but we're called to do that if we really truly love people, love our families, love our friends. And it does make me think of Jesus, right? He's a friend of sinners. But what he didn't do was just hang out with sinners and say, hey, this is great. You know, there's the story of him in John. It's John chapter 8. He's talking to the woman and says, go and leave your life of sin. He cares about this woman, wants this woman to grow, wants this woman to be better. In my time of addiction, and I've shared this before, this was back in high school. I started very young. I was actually 13 years old, which is very, very scary. And continued on that path until I was 19. And praise God, I am nearly 25 years sober, which is hard to believe. I remember clearly having two sets of friends. And on one side, there was this group that said, oh, no, we're friends. I care about you. Let's hang out. You don't need to change anything. Who said you need to change anything? And if you're too inebriated and you can't walk straight, I'll just carry you home. There's our solution. Basically affirming my addiction and totally destructive behavior. Then I had friends on the other side. Those friends said, I can't hang out with you like this. In fact, I don't want you to be doing this. This is harmful for you. I think you need help. Those friends were risking the actual relationship we had to love me and speak that truth into my life because they were not going to affirm the destructive behavior and the problem that they saw happening. That to me is such a great example of how Jesus is with us and sin. He loves us no matter what. He's going to speak the truth to us. So that's the kind of friend I hope we can be. Okay, well, if you heard something that you liked today, go ahead and share the episode, like the episode. All of that helps. Don't forget to connect with me on social. You can find me on Facebook at insightout.media. I also have a private Facebook group there where we can connect, offer prayer for one another, just do life together. Remember, we have a choice in where we find our peace. Let's choose wisely. And now let's go live Insight Out.